defy consequences. Sounds more draconian than it probably really is.
Yeah, I think the way I, over the years, have started to internalize that really was, I think in the early days we always thought, oh my gosh, it's always going to be someone that has to be fired. But over the years we found that really the tone at the top really says, hey, just like you're not supposed to move equipment around on the factory floor in the middle of a production run, right? You're not really supposed to make changes, in the middle of the service window when, say, our entire trading operation depends upon it, right? So if you keep doing that, we have to find a role for you where you can't make changes, right? If we're going to take your access away just because you're too dangerous, to roam around the plant floor, by yourself. And, I think it's, what I find is that involves less firing, but more of reassignment of roles or compassionate counseling, with the person who has to deal with the business executive screaming at them, right? Trying to help them understand how things that they do have radically drastic effects on the reliability of IT service. I think one of the most interesting studies that we did, stories that we actually observed, was that as people kind of go through the steps of implementing Visible Ops, the ways and shapes and forms that, you build a culture change management is just maybe as diverse as, you would expect, because I think it really, you're really saying that you're trying to build a culture of accountability, saying don't do things, that will make life difficult for your IT operation peers or your development peers. So don't, write down what you do, tell people what you're doing, right, and don't try to hide things, right? So it's kind of a, work ethic thing. But, to take that to an extreme, this one organization that was actually Kevin Baer's organization, there was a rocket scientist named Brent. He was a leader. He was the person who was most capable of doing things that no one else could do, right? He's the chief rocket scientist. He was the, he was the person that, when things are really going bad, you got to bring in Brent. And one of the things that Brent told us was that one time he actually was made a change that it was impossible that it could fail, right? It was just inconceivable that this change would cause any risk to anything, right? And he went ahead and made the change without going through the change approval process, and it then proceeded to blow up and cause a two-hour outage. And so he was so mortified by this, right? He went to his internal, SharePoint wiki page, right, and uploaded his picture and, basically said, I'm sorry, I'm a cowboy, I will never do this again, right? And essentially that really said to the rest of the organization, right, is that if you ever blow a change and you didn't go through the change approval process, you better upload your picture there first before Brent finds out. So it's really not kind of a draconian measure. It's just here's how we expect each other to work, and here's kind of the how we're going to hold each other accountable.
It's about responsibility.
Yeah, no, exactly.